Hello, we're here at the SAGE Perspectives on the Future conference 2019, and we're here with Chris Powell, who is Director of the Americas for PRI, Principles for Responsible Investment. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Chris, perhaps you can tell us what PRI is and what it does to start off?
Sure. Happy to. So we're a global membership organization headquartered in London. We were founded in 2006, essentially as a spinoff from the United Nations. So they supported us in our development. We are a membership organization that asks our members to commit to a set of six principles, all related to responsible investment and how to integrate responsible investment into investment processes.
Excellent. And at a high level, what is responsible investing?
Sure. So investment that takes into account material risks and opportunities related to environmental, social, and governance issues. From the PRI's perspective, our mission is to contribute to the development of a sustainable financial system. And that's supported by the strong belief, right, that material risks and opportunities within the ESG space can influence not only valuations, but also the financial system as a whole.
So ESG is, the interest in ESG is clearly growing very rapidly. I'm curious as to what you attribute this to and whether you think this is in itself sustainable or whether it's a passing phase.
I would definitely say it's here to stay. I think as people start to understand what we mean by ESG integration and responsible investment, that it's actually value investing and not solely values-based investing, meaning you're not just reducing an investable universe and potentially giving up returns, that you'll see even larger scale adoption of ESG practices. And so driving that, I would say, is fundamentally demand, right? Investment professionals have an understanding because their clients are asking. Asset owners in particular are an important segment for us as the ultimate decision makers. So demand from asset owners. But also on the retail side, the millennials have a much stronger interest in these issues and how their actions and their investment dollars can have an impact on their society and their environment, I think has a very strong influence on where this is going. And then finally, I'd say regulation. In many markets, there is a strong response to ESG issues and the importance of taking them into account, both at national and subnational levels. We've seen some of that in the United States, but I would say that in other countries, the trend is much, much stronger, and there are more sort of coherent approaches to regulating approaches to ESG than we've seen so far in the U.S.
In about 2 years ago, I believe, your organization and the CFA Institute carried out a major survey on integrating ESG factors into portfolios. Can you tell us a little bit more about the survey itself and the findings from that?
Sure. I mean, we're always getting the question of how do I do ESG, quote unquote. And we wanted to find a practical way to help our signatories in the broader investment community get started. And so the CFA Institute, of course, a premier organization with a lot of credibility, and you know, sort of they were eager to partner with us. And so what we did is we undertook a global survey and series of interviews to understand what ESG actually looked like at that point in time, starting in 2017. And so we ended up surveying more than 1,000 practitioners, most of whom were CFAs, across many countries. I think it was 17 major markets and 23 workshops that we did. And we got a lot of great input, and we came up with an ESG integration framework.
This framework, is that like best practices? Would that be another way of putting it?
So I wouldn't say that it's the only way to do ESG integration, but I think it does incorporate, you know, the fundamental pieces, some of which a particular organization may want to choose to focus on or to utilize as they begin their ESG journey. And so a little more concretely, we look at sort of the research that supports ESG-related decisions. We look at security-level analysis, and we look at portfolio-level analysis, all with the, again, traditional investment processes around risk management, asset allocation, and strategy that any good investment process would utilize.
So the PRA helps to standardize the sort of view on ESG. Would that be a fair way of putting it?
Yeah, I think, you know, PRI, as part of being a signatory, we actually have a reporting process. So we ask questions on an annual basis around what you're doing on ESG themes and by asset class, et cetera. And so ultimately, yeah, we've been characterized as the gold standard of ESG and a way to understand where you are on your journey and how to improve over time. And we often partner with leading organizations like the CFA Institute to enhance our approach to responsible investment.
Given the wealth of information that you have and the range of prestigious signatories that I'm sure are at the PRI, you have a great view on the industry. What do you see coming up in the year or two ahead? Are there any major changes expected to take place?
I've probably in that context mentioned climate. It is the number one issue area for our signatories globally, and there's been a lot happening in the last several years with regard to climate. I would point out the TCFD. It's an acronym, stands for the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosure, and the requirement now that PRI signatories have to answer questions related to their approach to climate in line with the TCFD recommendations. I think that's an important trend because signatories that perhaps were kind of wanting to stay sort of call it mid-pack or back of pack in terms of starting to address climate are now, you know, going to be taking a step forward, perhaps faster than they'd anticipated, to look at these issues, understand the risks and opportunities, and get a handle on how there may be potential portfolio impacts for them going forward.
Well, thank you, Chris, for your time. Very much appreciate it and the presentation today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.